Próbny egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom rozszerzony. Wysłuchaj dokładnie informacji dotyczących tej części egzaminu. Rozumienie ze słuchu trwa 25 minut i składa się z trzech zadań. Zadania te sprawdzają umiejętność rozumienia wypowiedzi rodzimych użytkowników języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz nagranie, które zawiera zarówno teksty, jak i polecenia do poszczególnych zadań. Każdy tekst zostanie odtworzony dwa razy. Na płycie przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z treścią zadań oraz ich rozwiązanie, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz natomiast dźwięk. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania zgodnie z usłyszanymi poleceniami w czasie słuchania tekstów oraz w trakcie trwania przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie trzy teksty. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B lub C. Tekst pierwszy.
Have you ever noticed that when you carry a luxury designer handbag, people treat you in a slightly different way? I'm convinced that a simple item, such as a bag, boosts your self-esteem and confidence while attending crucial meetings. Scientists have recently discovered that these status bags are enough for people to perceive your whole outfit as expensive, and as a result, they start treating you like a tasteful, sophisticated person. I guess that investing your hard-earned money in a luxury designer handbag is totally worth it. For me, fashion always equals the first impression one makes. And luxury fashion surely makes a strong first impression.
Text drugi.
Today is the third day of heavy snowfall in England, a weather phenomenon which rarely occurs here. But if you dream about visiting a ski center in order to take advantage of this rare opportunity, sadly, you're wrong. We have the manager of the biggest ski center in England on the line.
Hello. Yes, unfortunately, we had to shut our door.
It sounds irrational since today is England's snowiest day.
I know. We've received many complaints, but we are unable to access our car park. What's more, we can't risk our customers' health in case of any emergency, since ambulances won't be able to reach the site. Also, it's a dry ski slope, and it doesn't run well in this snow.
Any chance to reopen?
Yes, I assure you that we'll reopen as soon as the snow melts. Sorry once again.
Text trzeci.
On March 18th this year, Janet Smith, a retired nurse, was walking along the beach of the North Sea coast when suddenly something peculiar attracted her sight. It was a well-sealed bottle that contained some sort of a message and the instruction which said, "Break the bottle." She returned home and tried to open the bottle gently at first. She failed though, so she followed the instructions. The message inside was a postcard sent by the Marine Biological Association of the UK with a request to send it back. It turned out that the bottle, together with almost 1,000 identical ones, was a part of the study on ocean currents. The fun thing? The study was conducted in 1905.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Tekst pierwszy.
Have you ever noticed that when you carry a luxury designer handbag, people treat you in a slightly different way? I'm convinced that a simple item, such as a bag, boosts your self-esteem and confidence while attending crucial meetings. Scientists have recently discovered that these status bags are enough for people to perceive your whole outfit as expensive, and as a result, they start treating you like a tasteful, sophisticated person. I guess that investing your hard-earned money in a luxury designer handbag is totally worth it. For me, fashion always equals the first impression one makes, and luxury fashion surely makes a strong first impression.
Tekst drugi.
Today is the third day of heavy snowfall in England, a weather phenomenon which rarely occurs here. But if you dream about visiting a ski centre in order to take advantage of this rare opportunity, sadly, you're wrong. We have the manager of the biggest ski centre in England on the line.
Hello. Yes, unfortunately, we had to shut our door.
It sounds irrational since today is England's snowiest day.
I know. We've received many complaints, but we are unable to access our car park. What's more, we can't risk our customers' health in case of any emergency, since ambulances won't be able to reach the site. Also, it's a dry ski slope, and it doesn't run well in this snow.
Any chance to reopen?
Yes, I assure you that we'll reopen as soon as the snow melts. Sorry once again.
Tekst trzeci.
On March 18th this year, Janet Smith, a retired nurse, was walking along the beach of the North Sea coast when suddenly something peculiar attracted her sight. It was a well-sealed bottle that contained some sort of a message and the instruction which said, "Break the bottle." She returned home and tried to open the bottle gently at first. She failed, though, so she followed the instructions. The message inside was a postcard sent by the Marine Biological Association of the UK with a request to send it back. It turned out that the bottle, together with almost 1,000 identical ones, was a part of the study on ocean currents. The fun thing? The study was conducted in 1905.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie drugie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie cztery wypowiedzi na temat edukacji przez internet. Do każdej wypowiedzi, od 1 do 4, dopasuj odpowiadające jej zdanie, od A do E. Wpisz rozwiązania do tabeli. Uwaga! Jedno zdanie zostało podane dodatkowo i nie pasuje do żadnej wypowiedzi.
I began working as a lumberjack when I was only 14. A life of using heavy equipment left my body in rough shape. When I understood I could no longer work in my field, I thought about taking an online course. I've always wanted to help my community, so I chose a course for social service workers. Now, at 58 years old, I learn at the local online learning center. I have poor eyesight, but I'm able to use the big screen here, and they found me a comfortable chair that does not bother my back injury. And, although learning at my age is frustrating at times, it is bringing me a new life.
2.
I knew the town was looking for casual daycare workers. I got the job. However, I didn't know a lot about children other than raising my son. The nearest college is 4 hours away, so attending school on campus would mean either leaving my family or moving everyone while I completed my studies. That's why I chose an online course in order to become a better daycare worker. The biggest challenge so far is self-discipline. When I'm tired after a long day with the kids, I must motivate myself away from the couch and television and get to my desk instead.
3.
As I was looking for work, I found myself reading my math books and missing my love of math. I was really good at it, so I decided to register for the online business accounting course. I'm good at learning on my own, so distance education was a good match for me. The teachers were helpful, and I liked the support of the other students. When I later attended college on campus, it was hard sitting in the classroom for long days. My job opportunities have improved from waiting tables to working in the town council hall, an accounting firm, and now I have another job promotion on the horizon.
4.
During a brief stay in the hospital as a patient, I saw how nurses work, and I decided I wanted to be a nurse. At the time, I was waitressing in a bar, but I kept thinking about how I would go about getting my credentials to be a nurse until I found an online course. It wasn't overwhelming doing it at a distance. The staff at the online learning center showed me how to use the video conference programs, and when I had to work and missed a class, it was recorded and I could play it back at home. I graduated after 2 years and had clients immediately that I worked independently with.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. 1.
I began working as a lumberjack when I was only 14. A life of using heavy equipment left my body in rough shape. When I understood I could no longer work in my field, I thought about taking an online course. I've always wanted to help my community, so I chose a course for social service workers. Now, at 58 years old, I learn at the local online learning center. I have poor eyesight, but I'm able to use the big screen here, and they found me a comfortable chair that does not bother my back injury. And, although learning at my age is frustrating at times, it is bringing me a new life.
2.
I knew the town was looking for casual daycare workers. I got the job. However, I didn't know a lot about children other than raising my son. The nearest college is 4 hours away, so attending school on campus would mean either leaving my family or moving everyone while I completed my studies. That's why I chose an online course in order to become a better daycare worker. The biggest challenge so far is self-discipline. When I'm tired after a long day with the kids, I must motivate myself away from the couch and television and get to my desk instead.
3.
As I was looking for work, I found myself reading my math books and missing my love of math. I was really good at it, so I decided to register for the online business accounting course. I'm good at learning on my own, so distance education was a good match for me. The teachers were helpful, and I liked the support of the other students. When I later attended college on campus, it was hard sitting in the classroom for long days. my job opportunities have improved from waiting tables to working in the town council hall, an accounting firm, and now I have another job promotion on the horizon.
4.
During a brief stay in the hospital as a patient, I saw how nurses work, and I decided I wanted to be a nurse. At the time, I was waitressing in a bar, but I kept thinking about how I would go about getting my credentials to be a nurse until I found an online course. It wasn't overwhelming doing it at a distance. The staff at the online learning center showed me how to use the video conference programs, and when I had to work and missed a class, it was recorded and I could play it back at home. I graduated after 2 years and had clients immediately that I worked independently with.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Zadanie trzecie. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie wywiad z nauczycielem. Z podanych odpowiedzi wybierz właściwą, zgodną z treścią nagrania. Zakreśl literę A, B, C lub D.
Have you ever wondered where your favorite child stars go to school? Well, they don't. It's the school that comes to them. My guest, Jack Mercer, will explain it in detail. Hello, Jack.
Hello, everybody.
Can you tell us what you do?
Sure. I'm an on-set tutor. An on-set tutor is basically a person who teaches small groups of children on the movie set. I, for example, teach 4 children at a time. Obviously, this process has to take place between the takes.
What does your average day look like?
There is no average day. There's a rule that children are obliged to spend 15 hours a week with me. I have to be on call from the early morning hours, let's say 8 a.m., but there's a high probability that I won't see a pupil until 1 p.m. One lesson has to be at least half an hour long to be counted towards the weekly 15 hours. Sometimes, though, we have to stop after 15 minutes because the child is needed for a scene, and then the lesson has to be removed from the obligatory total.
Do you teach all school subjects?
I wish I did, but it's impossible due to 2 facts. Firstly, I'm not qualified enough to do that. The second thing is that the facilities are often nothing like a normal school environment. Like, there's no chemistry lab on set, for example. That's why, instead of teaching a variety of subjects, we can only focus on maths, literacy, and science. The main aim is to prepare the child for the situation where she or he returns to a normal school. Oh, and I have to watch out for costumes. If a child has a costume on, and those can be quite expensive, I can't conduct messy lessons involving, for example, the use of scissors, glue, and so on.
Wow, it sounds really demanding.
Well, my wife teaches at school and her main cause of stress is the lack of discipline in large classes. With me it's different. What I strive for is the ability to find enough time to fit all the legal hours into the kids' schedules. Organization plays a vital role here. Also, the employment is not a secure one. After all, the number of films with children actors playing the main parts isn't infinite.
And what do you like most about your job?
One of the advantages is traveling. Throughout my teaching career, I had an occasion to visit numerous amazing locations. The furthest I've traveled for a teaching job was the Amazon jungle. I've also taught in a tent on the top of a high cliff in Hawaii during a particularly stormy weekend.
A tent? That's what classrooms on film sets look like?
Sometimes, yes. Normally, though, you receive a trailer to teach in, but I normally decorate it so it resembles a typical classroom. The kids help, too, by bringing their works of art, which are then hung on the walls. Sometimes we have science projects, and the posters are displayed in the trailer as well.
Thanks for the interview, Jack.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Have you ever wondered where your favorite child stars go to school? Well, they don't. It's the school that comes to them. My guest, Jack Mercer, will explain it in detail. Hello, Jack.
Hello, everybody.
Can you tell us what you do?
Sure. I'm an on-set tutor. An on-set tutor is basically a person who teaches small groups of children on the movie set. I, for example, teach 4 children at a time. Obviously, this process has to take place between the takes.
What does your average day look like?
There is no average day. There's a rule that children are obliged to spend 15 hours a week with me. I have to be on call from the early morning hours, let's say 8 a.m., but there's a high probability that I won't see a pupil until 1 p.m. One lesson has to be at least half an hour long to be counted towards the weekly 15 hours. Sometimes, though, we have to stop after 15 minutes because the child is needed for a scene, and then the lesson has to be removed from the obligatory total.
Do you teach all school subjects?
I wish I did, but it's impossible due to 2 facts. Firstly, I'm not qualified enough to do that. The second thing is that the facilities are often nothing like a normal school environment. Like, there's no chemistry lab on set, for example. That's why, instead of teaching a variety of subjects, we can only focus on maths, literacy, and science. The main aim is to prepare the child for the situation where she or he returns to a normal school. Oh, and I have to watch out for costumes. If a child has a costume on, and those can be quite expensive, I can't conduct messy lessons involving, for example, the use of scissors, glue, and so on.
Wow, it sounds really demanding.
Well, my wife teaches at school and her main cause of stress is the lack of discipline in large classes. With me it's different. What I strive for is the ability to find enough time to fit all the legal hours into the kids' schedules. Organization plays a vital role here. Also, the employment is not a secure one. After all, the number of films with children actors playing the main parts isn't infinite.
And what do you like most about your job?
One of the advantages is traveling. Throughout my teaching career, I had an occasion to visit numerous amazing locations. The furthest I've traveled for a teaching job was the Amazon jungle. I've also taught in a tent on the top of a high cliff in Hawaii during a particularly stormy weekend.
A tent? That's what classrooms on film sets look like?
Sometimes, yes. Normally, though, you receive a trailer to teach in, but I normally decorate it so it resembles a typical classroom. The kids help, too, by bringing their works of art, which are then hung on the walls. Sometimes we have science projects, and the posters are displayed in the trailer as well.
Thanks for the interview, Jack.
Przenieś rozwiązania na kartę odpowiedzi. Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął. Sprawdź, czy wszystkie rozwiązania zostały przeniesione na kartę odpowiedzi. Następnie przystąp do wykonywania pozostałych zadań.